This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There can be tax advantages to owning a house, but the rules are sometimes a moving target in the spirit of tax season. Yes, it is. We had Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer quiz a first-time home buyer on what the IRS will and won't allow.
Rhonda Beluso and her fiancé, Connor Bambrick, just bought their first house.
It is a 1929 Tudor.
It's in Albany, New York.
And then we can head upstairs, too.
They moved in April of 2013,
house, but...
right around tax time.
Taxes were on my mind at that point. They always are.
Since Beluso was already thinking about taxes, we thought she wouldn't mind a little tax quiz. First question, is there any kind of national tax credit for first-time homebuyers? Beluso doesn't think so.
I know that it was an $8,000 credit at the time, but I was pretty sure that that had gone away.
She's correct.
Leonard Wright is a CPA in San Diego. He says President Obama did include a first-time homebuyer tax credit in his stimulus package during the housing crisis, but it expired in 2010. Wright says the state or city you live in might offer a tax credit, though. Okay, second question for Rhonda Beluso. Is the interest she pays on her mortgage deductible?
Oh, I think so.
Beluso's right again, although she's not sure if she deducts every penny she pays in interest or just a percentage of it. Here's CPA Leonard Wright again.
The answer is generally it is dollar for dollar up to $1 million of mortgage that you have on your home.
But Beluso doesn't get everything right. She thinks she'll get a tax credit if she makes improvements to her home that save energy.
New windows, some sealed doors, and so hopefully some of those will come off for next year.
Sorry, Rhonda. That energy-saving tax credit expired at the end of last year. Congress could always renew it. Now, Beluso doesn't have a second home, but if you do, you might be sitting on more deductions, even for an RV or a boat. Kay Bell of Bankrate.com is our expert here.
It's basically as long as you have cooking and bathroom facilities, then it can be a second home.
And if you sold a house in 2013, you can get some deductions, too, for things like advertising and certain renovations. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.